You're listening to the School Success Formula with me, Lucy Parsons. This is episode number 41. Hello and welcome to today's show. Today I'm going to be talking about how you can help your child to achieve balance in revision season. Which is a really common question that I get from parents because they're worried about their children getting the right kind of balance. And I think it's one of the things that attracts parents to working with me because I make this promise that I will help your child to achieve a good balance between their studies and their the rest of their lives. Before we dive into today's episode though, I just want to let you know about two things. The first thing is happening tomorrow, if you're listening to this on the day that it's published, in March 2018, and that's my exam technique masterclass. And this is going to be a 2-hour interactive live online masterclass where I teach your child all the kind of secrets and hints and tricks to help them have really good exam techniques so that they can really show off their knowledge to the very best of their ability. So in this masterclass, I'm going to teach them things like how to identify command and content words to make sure that they fully understood the question and can therefore answer the question that the examiner is asking and get as many marks as possible, how to use the command and content words as well as the number of marks that are available for a question to help them structure a logical answer to get more marks, how to recognize the difference between point marking and level marking and understand how the different types of marking will affect the different kinds of answers that they might be expected to give. And then we'll talk a little bit about essays and how to efficiently and effectively plan and structure essays so that they can give the examiner a logical, well-structured and complete answer. And then we'll talk about time management and how to manage time effectively in an exam. So this is going to be a live masterclass and it's going to be really practical. I'll be sharing lots of actual exam questions and encourage your child to bring along exam questions that they may have tried in the past, as well as ones that they haven't yet had a chance to try. And I really hope it will make your child make some leaps and bounds forwards in the way that they actually answer questions. This year I've been working with a few students one-on-one actually specifically on their exam technique, and it's been fantastic to see the progress that they've been making, you know, jumping up levels over just a couple of weeks or so. And so I really hope to be able to bring some of that to your child in this group masterclass session. So this is happening on the 29th of March 2018. And if you'd like to book a place, you need to go to my website, which is lifemoreextraordinary.com/exam-technique-masterclass. And I'll put a link to that in today's show notes, which you'll find at lifemoreextraordinary.com/41. The other thing I just want to remind you of is that I've made available a few one-off one-to-one coaching slots during the Easter holidays. They're available on the 9th, 10th and 11th of April. And I don't make these available at any other time of year. So this is if you think your child needs some one-on-one attention to get them motivated, to deal with their mindset, to do with exams, to get them really focused on the right kind of revision techniques and all that kind of thing. So these are for those people who really think they need that one-to-one with me to really get them going with their revision and to make the best success possible of revision and exam season this year. Okay, well, I hope to see you on either one of those things. If you're interested in the one-to-one coaching, just shoot me an email and my email address is lucy@lifemoreextraordinary.com, and I'll let you know what time slots I've got available and how you can pay. Okay, so let's get on with today's show. How to help your child achieve balance in revision season. So one of the things I hear parents ask most often is, how can I help my child have a balanced life and also get great grades in their exams? This is a great question because it shows real awareness amongst parents that it's important to achieve balance for both your child's mental and physical well-being. In today's episode, I'm going to lay out some of the best ways to help your child to achieve balance whilst also revising successfully for their exams. Okay, so the first thing your child needs to do is to make a plan. Well, you might want to do this with them. And I don't mean a revision plan. I mean a weekly schedule. And this is something that I started doing when I was revising for my own GCSEs. And I carried it on throughout my A-level years. I basically laid out an independent study schedule that consisted of start times, end times, and times off. While I was doing my A-levels, every weekday I would study from 4:30pm to 6:30pm, then have tea with my family. At 7pm I'd be back at my desk, stopping promptly at 9pm so that I had time to watch some TV and read before going to sleep. The benefits of this routine were that I knew I was getting the right amount of work done. So if I was doing it day by day, week by week in this way, that I would get the right amount of work done for my exams and there wouldn't be a mad panic at the end of the year. I was also getting some relaxation time and downtime at the end of the day, which was healthy for my mind and prepared me for a good night's sleep. And I got to spend quality time with my family every single day, and I always got the right amount of sleep to support my health and learning. I also had other rules. So, for example, I never studied on Friday, Saturday or Sunday evenings. I usually took Saturday afternoons off to go and watch the Leicester Tigers play rugby, and I usually had a long lie-in and a very slow start on a Sunday morning. Throughout my life, I found that making rules like this about start times and finish times and when I do and don't work has set a healthy framework and good boundaries that help me keep going and achieve lots over the long term. And I still organise my life in this way. So, for example, I drop my children off at school in the morning and then I take an hour for exercise and self-care before I get to work at my desk. And then I finish at 3 so that I can go and pick up my children from school, and then until they're in bed at 7:30, that's family time. And then at 7:30, I see my clients 3 evenings a week. And then I have nights off because I know I need them to maintain my energy levels for my clients and for my family. So you can find out more about how to make a weekly routine like this in my blog post, The Weekly Routine of a Straight A Student. And you can also download a framework there to help you map out the weekly routine that you're trying to create. Or if you've already got your own copy of my book, The 10-Step Guide to Acing Every Exam You Ever Take, then it explains how to create your own weekly routine in Chapter 4. So just before you go off and do that, the weekly routine should include everything that your child does, from piano lessons to drone flying. It should all be mapped out in there. So, for example, if your child has a piano lesson once a week, that should be marked in the weekly routine. And then when they do their practice, maybe several times a week or every day, that should be marked out in the weekly routine as well. Or if you're like one of my clients who enjoys flying drones, then maybe you mark out some time, like on a Sunday afternoon or something, to go and do something like that. So what do you do if you can't fit everything in? So usually around this time of year, which is March, April time, when I'm recording this, my one-to-one study skills clients usually start saying to me that they can't fit everything in. They're having to stay up late to finish homework, and they're getting very stressed about not being able to fit revision in around their interests. It pains me to say it, but it's at this time that difficult decisions need to start being made about what your child should stop doing temporarily while they're revising and which things to keep. I believe it's healthy to keep going with certain interests during exam season because it does give that balance. I've even known people who take up things during exam season, like my husband, who learned to juggle while he was doing either his GCSEs or A-levels, and then he learned to dive, I think, while he was revising for his finals at university, because they were completely different activities and they gave his brain a proper break and rest from the learning he was doing in his revision. But how do you decide what to keep and what to set aside for the time being? So what to keep in your schedule? I would advise students to keep things in their schedule that really energise them and make them feel strong, confident and good about themselves. Maybe they play a musical instrument and they find that the mental absorption of playing is a complete distraction from studying. Maybe they're really sporty and just need to let off some energy and feel the endorphins of going for a run or going to rugby practice. Or maybe they just need a good old giggle with their best friends. If it makes them feel good, you should do your best to help them keep it in their schedule. So what should be removed from your child's schedule in revision season? Any activities that are draining, take up far too much time, or just feel like a total chore should be given up for the duration of the revision and exam season. When I was at school, I played in my county concert band on Friday evenings. It took 30 minutes to get there and another 30 minutes to get home. It didn't really make me feel good about myself either. I always thought I was the worst oboist in the band, and it stressed me out big time, making me feel small and the absolute opposite of confident. If your child has things like this in their schedule, they need to dump them so that they can keep up their sense of well-being, energy levels and positivity. And I think it's really important to think about this in terms of a marble jar. So if you think of a jar where you put a marble in, when you do something that makes you feel good about yourself, makes you feel confident, makes you feel positive, or if you think of activities that make you like drain you, make you feel negative, don't make you feel good about yourself, you take a marble out. So I think it's really, really important in revision and exam season that all the things that are going on outside the actual revision and exams are things that where you're putting marbles into the jar. So they're topping up energy levels and they're topping up confidence levels. So just really bear that in mind when you and your child are talking about their schedule at this time of year. So you might be thinking, isn't this all a bit strict? So the other day I was in a sixth form and I was speaking to them all day about study skills and revision and all this kind of thing. And when I explained about the weekly routine, one of the girls really pushed back. And it was the first time I'd ever heard anybody really push back. And I've been to lots of different schools and I've taught this method to lots of clients through my business. And this was the first time really anybody had strongly pushed back. And in some ways it was fair enough. She said that they'd always been taught in school that for the sake of their well-being and mental health, they should see their friends, play sport and get out and about on a regular basis. And I could really see where she was coming from on one level. And I do think that you have to make time for all of these healthy good things during revision and exam season. But I also know that if you want to do your absolute best, you might have to do less of the fun things for the time being and be a lot more focused on your revision and exams in the short term. And this isn't about punishing students with a rigorous and demanding routine. Rather, it's about really assessing where their priorities lie in the long term and putting in place a balanced schedule that enables them to consistently work towards achieving their goals. And I must say that it's the students who find it harder to think about their long-term goals and much better at living in the present and in the now that find it much, much harder to focus and really go all in on their revision. And I strongly suspect, and I chatted to the head of sixth form at the place where I went and I said what this girl had said, and he said, yeah, she's one of those types that is much better at focusing on the here and now. And that might be a big struggle if you've got a child like that at this time of the year, because you're trying to get them to think about the long term and think about the long term impact of doing really, really well in their exams. But in other ways, it's a real blessing having a child who is very focused on the here and now, because, you know, it's one of the things when you look at mindfulness and you look at what, you know, happiness and all that kind of thing, you need to be able to focus on the here and now rather than always striving and working towards something. So try to see the good side of a child who is much more focused on having fun in the moment than working hard for their exams. And that maybe will help you to have a little bit more patience with them at this time of year. So the last thing I want to say is about revision breaks. And revision breaks are a really good way to build in this balance into your child's schedule. So it's really important to break revision down into bite-sized chunks, and you can learn more about this elsewhere in my blog and my book and all that kind of thing. Chapter 8 of my book has got some good stuff on breaking revision down into bite-sized chunks. And when you break it down into those bite-sized chunks, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes focused study sessions, it's really important to break it up with short and purposeful revision breaks. Revision breaks are brilliant at giving your child's brain breathing room in amongst all the intense learning that they're doing, but they also give them a chance to do things that they love. And so I'm not going to talk in depth about revision breaks here today, but I've linked to two blog posts that I wrote last year about revision breaks. One is called What to Do in Revision Breaks, and the other one is called How Long Should Revision Breaks Be? And they're both linked to in today's show notes, which you'll find at lifemoreextraordinary.com/41. Okay, I hope you found today's episode helpful in thinking about how you can help your child achieve balance this revision season. So I'd love to hear your comments and perspective on this episode. So if you come on over to the show notes at lifemoreextraordinary.com/41, you can leave a comment letting me know how you help your child to maintain that balance during revision season, or what your major takeaways have been from today's episode. I'd also love to hear from you on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is at Lucy C. Parsons. Or if you're not already a member, come on over and join the Facebook group I have exclusively for parents, which is the Supportive Parents Successful Students Facebook community. So all it remains for me to say today is thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day and goodbye.